Welcome to Intentional Living. I'm your host, Yolanda Strutchen. This is episode 363. Self-discipline is a must. Today I want to talk about some ways to develop self-discipline. Why, you may ask? And I'll say to you, if you really want to achieve all those goals you have, then you must have some self-discipline. Now let me dive into some steps. Number one, take consistent little steps. The steps to bring a discipline into your life are similar to growing up in life. Both require consistent small steps. You cannot achieve success and be in discipline overnight. You can try this overnight method if you like, but I'm banking on you returning frustrated and back to your old undisciplined routine. Why? Because it takes time to develop discipline and you need determination. So start small with the smallest thing possible, like exercising for 10 minutes every day or getting up 10 minutes earlier than the time you do now. Use small steps to help reduce bad habits, like decreasing the amount of soft drinks you drink daily or the amount of snacks you eat. And if you're a smoker, you can try decreasing the number of cigarettes you smoke in a day. The basic rule here is to take smaller steps to try and reach your goal. Number two, don't procrastinate. It's a great idea to create your list and then decide on the priorities you need to take action on immediately. Set a deadline and make a promise to yourself that you will stick to the plan of action until you achieve the goal. Just don't procrastinate. Procrastination makes the path to discipline take longer. Once you are successful with little goals, it strengthens your inner resolve and helps you set bigger goals and achieve them. Number three, every day changes. It is a good idea to start with smaller things to move towards discipline. This can be as small as waking up at 6 a.m. to pray or study, or waking up 10 minutes earlier than usual to perform some type of exercise. Every single day must be taken into account. If a day is skipped, the discipline level fails and it will weaken your determination to achieve the goals you have set. Number four, visualize your final achievement. Visualization is a wonderful thing. It can help you achieve your goals faster. Take time to sit and visualize how your life will look once your goals are achieved. And remember, it will only be possible if you start taking smaller daily steps. If you know exactly what it would take to achieve a goal, make an outline and take those action steps to immediately set out and start achieving those things. The visualization process will help you to focus and maintain your goal when you become distracted by other things. Number five, last but certainly not least, find someone to coach you. Having someone to help you stay accountable and mindful of your progress, it definitely helps. You can invest in a good coach, or you could solicit help from a trusted friend. Having a coach has a lot of positives. Firstly, for example, is that you'll be less likely to procrastinate. Well, did you know that I cleared time on my schedule for 3 days just so you and I can talk? I did. Be sure to look in the description of this podcast for the link to schedule your call. Thank you for stopping by I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, will you be so kind and share? Till tomorrow, be your best and be blessed.